Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me today is the original co-host of VFN TV and the daily radio program, Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. People don't know this, but you know, they're meeting you probably for the first time in this capacity. But you know, from day one, when God, 6 years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah, 2012.
Yes, we launched when God told us it's time to launch, you know, VFN TV and the daily radio program. We just said, yes, God.
Yeah.
And actually, I just said we needed to. And you said, I just asked you to figure it out.
Yeah. Lord, help me.
Yeah. And then 1 week later, God sends and everything we need. Yeah. And here we are talking to our audience around the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love you a lot and I'm excited to have you here. You know,
yeah, I'm glad to be here.
You're behind the scenes a lot. Actually, we started this. Your beard was not gray.
It wasn't as gray. No.
I don't think there was even a beard there.
No, it wasn't quite as full.
Yeah. So, and I remember our first program, we're talking, and we didn't have a lot of commercials of those times.
No, we didn't have any commercials that first time.
So it was like one big breath, and we launched. It was
May 30th, 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah.
A day in the history
books.
It was
amazing.
It was. What a journey, huh?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Then, you know, I think when we... at that particular time, I think New Orleans Saints wasn't even on the chart at that time, maybe 2012.
We're
talking about the football team.
Yeah. Yeah. They had won a Super Bowl for the very first time back in 2009.
Oh, was that the one?
Yeah,
was Shane at that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the big
Jared
fat
was
head
there,
on the wall.
Christopher
Jared
was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big
fat
head on the wall.
I remember.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
It was. You've been a Saints fan for a long time.
Long time. Yeah. Actually, I have evidence. I have a picture of me. I was probably this tall.
Now, Saints fans weren't always so popular.
No.
But everybody was always, by the way, we're talking about American football, not soccer.
No.
You know, and we're talking about a game inside of America for our audiences around the world. But, the football, which I think is a pretty, I admit,
yeah.
You know, I mean, what compares to, you know?
It's hard to compare. I mean, I've played it all my life, you know, dreamed about it. Thought I was going to be a pro ball player at one point, but that didn't happen.
Right.
I came to my senses.
Well, no, actually, you used to play on the Makos.
Yeah. Yeah, I played for a little while.
Yeah, I remember the bandana and all this stuff going
on. Oh, yeah.
It was sharp.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was. So, but this is, I mean, football, American football, and I think it's just nothing like it. I mean, I played it when I was young, but not, you know, how you played it.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely couldn't, you know, college or anything like that, but... Yeah. It's just so much to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so exciting to see it, to watch the players, to watch the coaches. I mean, when you see a play that just so, I mean, it's almost like they just know instinctively how to catch a ball running, you know, 45 miles an hour, it looks like, on the edge of the going out of bounds.
Yeah.
And yet they catch the ball and somehow they ride the edge. And I was like, what was there? These guys are just amazing what they can do, right?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's exhilarating.
Football is just so...
Yeah.
So energetic, so everybody has to go together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership, I could understand maybe a captive of a baseball team. I don't know what they would do. Maybe, I don't know, but a football team, you got to really pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Drew Brees, he is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And he has a book. You remember what his book was entitled? I can't think of his book entitled. But when he first came to New Orleans, He came from
San Diego.
San Diego. He had a shoulder injury.
Really tragic shoulder injury. And it almost ended his career. They said he had like a 25% chance of even, you know, making it back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton took a chance on him.
And Sean Payton is the coach for...
He's the head coach for New Orleans, yeah.
New Orleans Saints. And so I remember in his book he talked about when he came to New Orleans, he and his wife drove around and saw, I believe it was there like a storm that happened
there?
Yeah,
Hurricane Katrina had just blown through there in 2005. Yeah. And
I think his book's coming back stronger. I think his book is coming back stronger.
That sounds right.
So Katrina, so he's coming to explore. Should I go to New Orleans or should I go to Miami?
Miami was the other team looking at him.
Oh my. What the hell?
That would have been tragic.
I was just even thinking of that.
I can't even.
Sorry, Miami, but oh my goodness. You know, just he fits so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because of the Saints.
Yeah.
So he said, but he saw the disaster. with his wife, and he says, this is why we need, it wasn't football, this is why we need to be here,
yeah,
to make a difference in, yeah, this community, right?
Yeah. You know, he was, you know, coming back from a tragic injury, and the city was coming back from a very tragic storm and a lot of devastation, and he just, you know, felt compelled that this is the place he wanted to be, you know, so they could help rebuild each other back.
And New Orleans really needed it.
Oh, yeah.
They needed a win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when was Katrina? What year was Katrina?
That was 2005.
Yeah. 2005. And so he got on the team, mm-hmm, and him and Sean Payton began to, and the whole team, mm-hmm, begin to build. And I guess 3 years later or 4 years later.
He came in 06. Yeah. And 3 years later, they made it to the Super Bowl for the very first time. That was huge.
That was a huge deal. Yeah. I remember us seeing that all together.
Yeah.
Your oldest son was so young then. And
yeah,
my son, Jared, yep, and Shane. Yep. And
they were just teenagers back then.
Yes. And Christopher was like small.
He was little.
And then, those amazing days. You know, I didn't realize how much it meant because you were a Saints fan a lot longer than
a long time.
Most.
It came that hereditary. Was a day I thought I'd never see.
Do you remember, you know, we're going to talk about Drew Brees in just a moment because they just won all these awards. But you actually were a Saints fan. Your dad would take you. Or was it,
that. Yeah, when we were little. I mean, I was maybe 3 or 4 years old, my earliest days. He took us to a Saints game. Mm-hmm. This is before even the Superdome.
Sugar Bowl?
The old Tulane Stadium, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's outdoor stadium.
Right.
And I just remember walking through the streets of New Orleans real little. You know, it's just one of those memories you just never forget.
You're right.
It's like, wow.
Especially at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't remember anything about the game, but it was just the experience that stuck with me my entire life.
That's where it kind of came off of your dad being a Saints fan.
That's where it came from.
Well, that's exciting. So, you know, you introduced me to football and all that because
I'm
working so much. Yes. It's his fault, Lord.
It's not bad.
But, it's good every now and then to be able to do it. We had a chance to be able to take your other son.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we drove him miles and miles and miles so he could experience his great honor.
Yeah.
Of being able to be in the Superdome, mm-hmm, to experience such a great event.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it just didn't continue on.
It just, for some reason, it just did not keep going.
He's a prodigy.
Yeah.
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 He's good at the book work.
He's good at books. And this other thing.
The thing. We can't talk about that. But it's this thing.
We haven't figured it out yet.
What's so exciting while we're on the air again is to let you know that Drew Brees is not only, I mean, this man, when he passes the football, because, you know, my oldest grandson, David, and I were watching a game recently, and then they just showed him up close throwing it like this. Mm-hmm. And if I would have thrown it, it would have went 2 inches. But it went like 45 yards when he throws it like, it doesn't even, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Tebow's like this, right? And it goes like 45. He's just an amazing player.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he is, he's a older in regards to.
Yeah. Yeah. He's actually, he's 39, about to turn 40.
Which is young, but in regards to playing football.
Yeah. Yeah. This is probably his 18th year, I think, in the league.
We were talking about Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints, breaking all these records. Pat, is this not exciting?
Oh,
this is Pat, of course, Pat Hamilton right here. He's always behind the scenes. And if there's any issues going on, it's normally his issues he's resolving.
Yeah.
And all those that see everything that we do in media and all across the spectrum, you know, Pat has things to do with that. I mean, it's amazing what God has taught us since he said, do what we're doing, right?
That's right. He's taught us a lot.
So Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints, they start this game last night, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding out, before I would have found out, that he's broke all these different records.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is a Christian brother
who
openly loves God, mm-hmm, openly loves the Lord. And just, you know, just a genuine dude, right? Mm-hmm. And just authentic, a good father, you know, and it's just amazing, you know. As a matter of fact, before we talk about his thing, Drew Brees got a chance to share his testimony about how he encountered God and what the Lord means to him. Let's just take a look at that first, and then we're going to come back and talk about what he just did.
I felt like I was a kid who was raised well, had respect for others, tried to always do the right things, was a good student, and yet, you know, my life did revolve around sports, you know, all the way up into high school. You know, I played as many sports as I could for as long as I could, and I remember a moment My junior year of high school, I played for Westlake High School. We were one of the top 5A schools in the state of Texas on our way to winning a state championship. I was the quarterback for the football team, and I remember I came up after a play with a torn ACL and MCL, which at the time was a devastating injury. You know, I thought that, you know, my career was over. I thought, you know, I'd see many of my friends go through that same injury and never come back the same. And I thought, you know, that's going to be me now, and kind of this attitude of feeling sorry for myself and, you know, what I have to live for now. You know, my life has revolved completely around, you know, sports, and that's really how I formed my identity up to that point. Here I am 5 weeks later after that. Again, it was my junior year of high school, right around my 17th birthday. And I remember I was sitting in church, First Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. My parents were divorced at the time. They got divorced when I was 7 years old. I went to church every other weekend with my father. In my mother's house, we didn't go to church. But I was sitting there that Sunday, which up to that point, you know, I went to church because, you know, my dad was going to church and my brother and I would go to Sunday school, and I was there for the donuts and to hear the cool stories. And, you know, we'd sit in the main church, and my brother and I would just kind of mess around the whole time and not really pay attention. But for some reason, this Sunday was different. Again, for 5 weeks, I'd been on crutches, feeling sorry for myself. Sports had been my identity. And I was sitting there asking myself, is this really what life is all about? And at that moment, I'm sitting there listening to our pastor speak about God looking for a few good men to lead. And at that moment, Jesus reached in and grabbed my heart and made me feel like, you know what, I'm one of those few good men. And my life was transformed after that. That a very calming influence came over to me, and I knew that God had a plan for me. And whether it involved sports or not, it didn't matter, because I was being called to live my life for Him, and that gave me great peace. From then on, I knew that, you know, I was going to trust in God's plan. One of my favorite verses, 2 Corinthians 5:7, I'll be led by faith and not by sight. I think at the time, and for most people, we're such visual people. We want to be able to see. We want to be able to predict. We want to be able to, you know, feel like we're in control of our lives, and we're the ones making the decisions. And yet, Proverbs 16:9 will tell you that your heart will make plans, but the Lord will direct your steps. I think God has given us all great talents, abilities, strengths to go a certain direction. And yet, our point A to B is not God's point A to B. He wants us to get there, but He's probably just going to lead us on a little bit different path to get there. And that path is going to be presented with great opportunities and also great challenges. But those are there in our life to mold us, strengthen us, and shape us into who God meant for us to be. And I think now, with Jesus in my life, in my heart, I know that no matter what happens, it's all part of God's plan. And it gives me great confidence. It also gives me great certainty to know that I know where the end point is with Jesus. And I know that the path and the journey there is there to strengthen me and make me stronger.
So, so powerful.
Wow, that's awesome.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Just to hear that testimony.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Of what God is doing. And this is a man that gave his heart to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sports or no sports, mm-hmm. it's all God. And God has just elevated him. As a matter of fact, how many Super Bowls have there been so far?
I think we're at 53 or 54.
They started that. We're in the 60s.
Yeah, late 60s. Yeah.
And they were playing football before face masks, before teeth.
Oh, yeah. They used to wear leather helmets.
Leather helmets. So if you add up every player that's ever played before, every pass that's ever been passed before, what every other quarterback has ever done, when you add up their stuff,
mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is the greatest performer. Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer of all times, right?
Yeah.
Well, the greatest player now in regards to passes, and it's Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah.
The New Orleans Saints, tell us about this.
Yeah, that's amazing.
What record did he just break?
Well, he just broke the all-time passing record for yardage, which was, at the time, was held by Peyton Manning. And in this game, he actually passed Brett Favre and Peyton Manning at the same time.
So Brett Favre, he played for the
Packers for many years, and he jumped around a couple teams.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Peyton played for the Colts, and I think the Broncos before he retired.
I heard that Peyton held it for like 1,000 days or something like that.
Yeah, it went long.
It wasn't that long. And because he lost all of his commercial deals now because Drew's got the commercial.
Yeah.
Although we came up with a great commercial for Drew Brees, right?
Yeah.
We're coming up with it. This is our idea. We get a cut of this. I think he should actually do a Febreze sponsorship. They should sponsor him.
I think it's a perfect match.
Drew Brees with Febreze. In a locker room. I mean, it's a perfect setup.
I think it's great.
That's $1 million contract.
Hopefully they're paying attention and listening.
10%. 5%. 6%. 1%.
Yeah.
Tickets. Just tickets, right?
Yeah, that'd
box
be nice.
Seats.
Yeah.
So what was it like? What was it like when you saw, being a fan for so long, you're seeing Drew, make these.
Yeah, man. Just over the years, he's broken so many records over the years. And
I saw somebody hold up a chart that's like 10 or 20 things.
It's countless. I mean, he's got so many NFL records, it's amazing. But this is, for as far as quarterbacks goes, this is like the biggest one. It was like over 72,000 yards he threw.
Whoa.
Over this 18-year.
72,000 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Absolutely. And matter of fact, it was such a big thing that they actually stopped the game. It was right around halftime, right before halftime ended or started. And they stopped the game. The team went crazy. They were all jumping around the middle of the field, and his wife and his kids came on out. Yeah. They just honored him. And
who was it that took the ball with what? What did they have?
I forget his name, but he's actually part of the Hall of Fame committee, and they actually took the ball that he threw.
Oh wow!
For that broke that record.
He's the president.
Yeah,
the president.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And with white gloves on his hands.
Because they were gonna
maybe we have
it.
A picture of that, but yeah. Took the ball, and they're going to put it under glass.
The one that Drew
broke the record with.
72,000 yards.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It'll be in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame from here on out.
Why Canton?
Well, I don't know.
Be close to Brett and Sharon up
there?
That's
where the Hall of Fame is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that was so exciting. I remember what he said to his boys. And he came out there, and he grabbed his boys.
Yeah,
and
that was awesome.
His wife had the daughter still. He's bringing his boys close, and he looked at his boys and said, you can do anything.
Anything.
You can do anything.
As long as you're willing to work.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the important part.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he works very hard.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't just.
That's what he's known for his work ethic. Yeah. I mean, in practice, he's amazing. I mean, even I don't know if you know much about football, but usually you got your number one receiver and you got two other options possibly. Even in practice, even if he threw it to the first guy, he'll still go through his progressions to the second, the third guy. And it just amazes everybody when they watch him practice. It's just crazy.
It's pretty intense. I was shocked. This is what I was shocked about, the fact that he's only like 5'11".
Yeah, he's just under 6 foot tall, yeah.
Well, that's 5'11".
Yeah.
That's not six foot. That's
they like lift him 11. At 6 foot, but he's not.
I can't imagine trying to look. He has a look over these helmets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. If you watched him, when he's throwing the deep ball, he'll actually kick his head back. Where he's actually looking underneath his face mask so he can see.
How does that work?
I don't know. He's been doing it for years.
We can't even drive down the
interstate. He's perfected
like
it.
That.
He's been doing it very well.
And his power, I joke around and I really like Tim Tebow. I mean, you need to put him on your team.
Yeah.
But, Tim's had to bring his arm in some, but it's like Drew just kind of like, it just shoots like, maybe there's angels in the outfield out there with him because I'm telling you, when he threw that ball last night.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could go 45 yards by going like this, but it went and landed right. I forget the receiver's name that caught that at the 72,000 yards. Who was that?
Tre'Quan Smith, I think. Yeah, okay. Number 10.
That's just art.
Yeah.
These guys, if we go see them, they would think we're freaky because we're like, oh my God, that's great. He's like, no, I'm just, it's kind of hard, these emotions,
Yeah.
I remember once, that we were in Texas and Don and I were, happened just to pass by Deion Sanders, right?
Yeah,
and he was there, and sometimes we are about fans and stuff. And I'm like, Deion gets out of this is what he's playing for Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And Deion gets out of the limousine. He's going here. I'm like, Donna, take a picture. Take a picture. And I'm like, and she's like, messing with the camera. What? Take a picture.
Totally oblivious.
I was like, take a picture. She's like, what? And he's like, I gotta go. Like, oh. I mean, I wasn't saved long by that time. Like, I think we didn't talk for a little bit.
I was with Deion Sanders.
Yeah. And of course, back then, he was just an amazing runner player. Emmitt Smith was playing at that time, I believe. And that's when Emmitt dove over into the end zone while we were there and he landed on his
head
and thought he was paralyzed, for the moment.
Yeah, he probably stunned him, yeah.
Yeah. But so this is an exciting moment for all Saints fans out there, and we wish we had, you know, being a Christian and loving God and you know, being in ministry. We quite often are ministering on Sundays, so that kind of limits our access to these Sunday tickets. You need to move it to a Saturday or more to a Monday and all that. But man, we don't have any problem getting blessed with box seats or
no, I wouldn't mind at all.
But really, it has been my dream though to have Drew, you know, come do a spot, or we'll go do a spot with him. Yeah. But you know, audiences around the world, and we would love, you know, for the opportunity, Drew. We'd be honored to have you sharing your testimony. You know who you are, your character. You know, and the light. He's like on his team. He went to the sidelines and he looks at Sean Payton and he goes, "We haven't played so and so." And so Sean Payton goes, "Well, go get him." And it's like they play that team together.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, you know, it's just so neat. They put a mic on him. It was like Mike Monday or something.
Yeah, Mike Monday, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought, you need to have a mic on the quarterback? Is that good to have a mic?
Yeah, they put on different players different weeks. So.
But can't they hear what you're calling in the huddle?
Well, they probably keep it limited.
As far as turning
it
on.
Man, you know,
it's like Google. You just don't know if they're listening.
You got to assume you're always on a mic.
Yeah. Well, I know we're about to come to a close. You know, a lot of people didn't get a chance to see you as much, but we've been walking together for many, many years in ministry and in life. And was young whippersnappers back then.
Yes, we were.
And who would have thought today that we would be speaking to an audience around the world, huh?
Yeah, I would have never imagined, no.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, still is.
Do you remember, you know, when, you know, God says to launch, you know, VFN TV, Daily Radio Program? Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I said, this is what God's saying. And we were on a prayer watch during that time. And God just said it. And we don't have a lot of time to talk about that. But I said, you know, we got to figure it out. And you said, okay, let's do it.
Okay.
And within a week, the finances, God bless us with the finances to purchase what we didn't even know we needed to purchase.
Yeah.
And we had a mentor who mentored you from Colorado.
Yeah.
And walked you through plugging and pulling and
next thing crawl around on my hands and knees, plugging stuff in.
And here we are now around the world.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
It's totally amazing.
What does it mean to you when people are talking to us and they write to us?
It's very encouraging. I mean, please always write in because that fuels me.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when you're behind the scenes, you get so caught up in the mundane things and the tasks and you don't realize who you're really affecting and you're touching.
Yeah.
You know, with what you're doing. And when I hear things like that, it just really fuels me.
Yeah, because a lot of people think about, well, you know, maybe they don't want to, they're busy or whatever. It's like, we love hearing from you. As a matter of fact, you know, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Give a shout out to Pat. I mean, he's been behind the scenes for many years, but it was he and I that launched in the beginning. And
Day one.
And, well, John was asked, but it took him a while to fully commit. But finally, he came from New York, and here we are. We're excited about it. Can I pray with you right now? I want to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for what you're doing with New Orleans Saints, with Drew Brees and his family. Bless his wife, him, his children, Lord God. We thank you for the light that he is, Father God, that you would just protect his body, protect his family, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done in New Orleans to bring them back from Katrina. God, we just pray a blessing over our audience, Father God. We pray a blessing over each and every athlete, Lord. We pray that they would use their gift to glorify you the way that Drew has, God. And Lord, we ask you, we know this is in Drew Brees' heart as well, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.